ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्री भगवान उवाच, मय्याशक्त मनापार्थ योगं युञ्जमदाश्रय असंशयं समग्रं मां यथा ज्ञास्यसि तत् श्रृणु। Translation, please repeat after me. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, now hear, O son of Pritha, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. Purport. In this seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the nature of Krishna consciousness is fully described. Krishna is full in all opulences, and how he manifests such opulences is described herein. Also, four kinds of fortunate people who become attached to Krishna, and four kinds of unfortunate people who never take to Krishna consciousness are described in this chapter. In the first six chapters of Bhagavad Gita, the living entity has been described as non-material spirit soul capable of elevating himself to self-realization by different types of yogas. At the end of the sixth chapter, it has been clearly stated that the steady concentration of the mind upon Krishna, or in other words, Krishna consciousness, is the highest form of whole yoga. By concentrating one's mind upon Krishna, one is able to know the absolute truth completely, but not otherwise. Impersonal Brahma Jyoti or localized Paramatma realization is not perfect knowledge of the absolute truth because it is partial. Full and scientific knowledge is Krishna. Everything is revealed to the person in Krishna consciousness. In complete Krishna consciousness, one knows that Krishna is the ultimate knowledge. Beyond any doubts, different types of yoga are only stepping stone on the path of Krishna consciousness. One who takes directly to Krishna consciousness automatically knows about Brahma Jyoti, Paramatma in full. By practice of Krishna consciousness, yoga, one can know everything in full, namely the absolute truth, the living entities, the material nature and their manifestation with paraphernalia. One should therefore begin yoga practice as directed. In the last verse of the sixth chapter, concentration of the mind upon Krishna the Supreme is made possible by prescribed devotional service in nine forms, of which Sravanam is the first and most important. The Lord therefore says to Arjuna, Tat Srinu, hear from me. No one can be a greater authority than Krishna, and therefore, by hearing from him, one receives the greatest opportunity to become perfectly Krishna conscious. One has therefore to learn from Krishna directly and from a pure devotee of Krishna, and not from a non-devotee upstart puffed up with academic education. In Srimad Bhagavatam, this process of understanding Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, is described in the second chapter of the first canto as follows. Sinatam Sakatha Krishna Punna Sravana Kirtana Hiddantasto Abhadrani Vidunati Suhitsatam Nastapraya Suabhadresu Nittang Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naistiki Tadarajastamo Bhava Kamalo Vatasthaje चेतयितय अनाविद्धं सीतं सत्ये प्रतिदति एवं प्रसन्न मनसो భగవద్ భక్తి యోగత భగవత్తత్వ విజ్ఞానం ముక్త సంఘర్ష జాయతే విద్ధతే హృదయ గ్రంథి సిద్ధంతే సర్వ సంశయ క్షీయంతే చస్వ కర్మాణి దృష్ట ఏవ నిక్షరే. సార్ ప్రభుపాద్ ఆఫ్టర్ సేయింగ్ దిస్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ దేర్ఫోర్ హీ సేయింగ్ దేర్ఫోర్ ఓన్లీ బై హియరింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ కృష్ణ ఆర్ ఫ్రమ్ హిస్ డివోటీ ఇన్ క్రిస్ట కాన్షియస్నెస్ క్యాన్ వన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ది సైన్స్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. సో హిస్ కన్క్లూడింగ్ లైన్ ఈజ్ దేర్ఫోర్ ఓన్లీ బై హియరింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ కృష్ణ we see that Krishna, from Krishna heard the Lord, from the Lord heard Brahma, Sri Lakshmi Devi, Kumara and Rudra. And so these four from they learned their good disciple, discipline, self-control and obedience. Then they can follow the instruction perfectly of the Guru or Krishna. Krishna is the original Guru. And the disciple, he follows qualified disciple, he is disciplined, obedient, self-controlled, then he can perfectly follow the instruction of the spiritual master. And thus he becomes again Guru. He becomes teacher. He became teacher. So thus, the four sampradayas are still there, coming in. Evam parampara praptam imam rajasya vidu. Krishna said, this parampara is still going on. Thus, same again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 5,000 years, Krishna again told Arjuna. Hey, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he told the four Goswamis. And they told their disciples, thus is coming. See, Prabhupada, and he fulfilling the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his divine grace, our channel, Bhaktivedanta Swami, Prabhupada. And he fulfilled the desire, prediction. What he did? He said, I took there, I had a little association of a saintly person. One of my friends, insisting, let's go, they see a sadhu. And I saw many sadhus. So I, first of all, didn't agree. Then I went. I have a little association, I was always thinking, he is a great person, it is sadhu, I have seen. And meditating, the great sadhu. And this is said in scripture, labha matra sadhu, you have got a little association. Of a sadhu, he can change your life completely. And thus we see how Prabhupada fulfilled the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, took initiation from Nityalila Pavishta, Om Vishnupad, Paramahansa Paripakacharya, Sishmat, Paramahansa, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarish Thakur Prabhupada. And he said, any disappearance days of his Guru Maharaj saying, you know, I took little seriously the instruction of my Guru Maharaj. Whenever you get money, print book. Simply chanting in the street is very good. How many people will be Krishna conscious, attracted to Krishna consciousness? But if you have a Brihat Midanga, you have a printing press, whenever you get money, print book. If you want to please me, If you please the representative of God, the pure devotee, then you can please God also. He said, or Acharya is saying, Jasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasad. So he did that. He said, I am a grihastha, how can I go to the West and I have got to give responsibility to my wife, to my children? How to devote? How to dedicate my completely to spread Krishna consciousness. Why you want to? That's difficult. Mr. Guru came in a dream, take sannyas. Then to carry out his order. Whether I like or don't like, no question. Got to carry out. took it seriously. They come, I see my sons are grown up and asking them, you cooperate with me. My Guru Maharaj says, I have to preach Krishna consciousness. Didn't get good response. So one day he left, went to Vrindavan. He has nothing, not even the shirt. Somebody gave him. Not money, ticket to go to Vrindavan. That Krishna sends, Krishna provides. You are always thinking of Krishna, Krishna said. Ananas chintantamam, jejana apajyupasat, tesang nitta abhijukta, yogakhem ambaham. I give them what they lack, and I preserve what he has. So he got, and he was completely absorbed in studying all the Vedic literature in the Radha Damodar temple. There is a world famous place of pilgrimage now. People coming from all parts of the world. The Goswami, Jiva Goswami's place, Diti Diya Radha Damodar, Samadhi, Bhajan Kuti, Rupa Goswami's, and Prabhupada will be writing back to Godhead. Himself worked very hard. Nothing he has. Severe cold, he doesn't have blanket. He has no money to print, but he will preach to the manager, printing press. Seeing a sadhu India, still people are there who are considerate. He said, okay, I'll give you money, don't worry. And he himself will be going shop to shop in Connaught Place to tea stall, stick to people, take one magazine. He worked very hard, very, very hard. He had no money, nothing. But Krishna provided. Krishna is testing all of us. He has no money to print his book, Srimad Bhagavatam. Three parts, first canto, he finished. There are people nice, so he preached to them. Some rich lady, Mrs. Moraji, India Steam Delegations, Managing Director. She preached, Swamiji, what can I do for you? Tell me. I like your Krishna Katha. Tell me now. If I can do some service. Okay, I don't want money, but if you want, this is nice Srimad Bhagavatam. You can help in printing this. Okay. Here. For her, it's not difficult. She's got so much money. Again, when she was approached and she said, what do you want? Now, he said, my guru wants me to preach to the Western world, Krishna consciousness. Preach Krishna consciousness. And thus we know, Prabhupada has no money, no passage, in a cargo ship he went. Then that he reflected and saying, I had nothing, I came here, you didn't know me, I didn't know you, he didn't see me, I didn't see you. But I took the words of my spiritual master a little seriously and tried my best. So you wonderful boys and girls of America, Baba tried in India, and nobody wants to give their son. And here, he's saying, you are wonderful boys and girls, my Guru Maharaj has sent it to you. And Prabhupada was so much overwhelmed emotionally. He couldn't speak sometimes. His voice was choked. You are my Guru Maharaj's man. They send you to help me. And within 10 years, at least, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction, to some extent, will be every house people know now throughout the world Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna is a household word. So he said, as I did, you also. If you take this seriously, Lord will be a spiritual master, your life will be sublime, you will become Krishna conscious, make so many people Krishna conscious. This is going on, you are coming. Many of you come from the Vedic culture, naturally you are attracted. Prabhupada told that this will happen. You can see all these things. So this will go on coming 10,000 years. Is said by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They can see past, present, and future. Many. So much work to be done. We have to have little faith. That is why I said, Sinnatang Sakatha Krishna. Always got little faith. We are not going to now watch TV. Why you come here? You've got little faith. You've got little faith. We don't have qualification. But you have got little faith. So if you listen, Sinnatam Sakatha Krishna, Punna Sravana Kirtana, to hear from him directly through Bhagavad Gita, it is itself is righteous activity. For one who hears about Krishna, Lord Krishna, who is dwelling in everybody's heart, acts as a sridam, well-wishing friend, purifies devotee, who constantly engages in hearing. You see, Maharaj Parikshit, he said, I don't think of sleeping, I don't think of drinking, I don't think of eating, nothing, go on. Maharaj, Sukhdev Goswami, go on speaking about Krishna only and nothing else. Krishna Sangprasna. He is asking about Krishna and he is talking about Krishna, nothing else, nothing else. Naturally, develop attachment. We all have got attachment. Nobody can say, I don't have attachment. We are not wood or stone. We are living with, we must have attachment. Attachment to the body, attachment to our designation, I am Indian, I am American, I am Russian, I am sannyasi. No, we have to give up. This is ignorance. This is ignorance. This material world means tamaso, but we have to come to enlightenment, jyotirgamaya. Vedic literature says, don't stay in darkness, come to light. How will you come to light? You are in a mode of passion and ignorance. Going to Red Rooster, don't mind. Not everybody may be going. McDonald. This is actually a mode of ignorance. Next life, I don't mind. Next life, can we get a body so that he can eat more meat? Get such a body. But if you are in the mode of goodness, I assure the mode of goodness, take prasad here. Rest assured, no doubt. Rest assured, human birth. Rest assured. Without doubt. Without doubt. Because you are developing attachment to Krishna. Why? Maybe this is nothing, this is the minimum. We can be a demigod's body, we can go to higher planets. Now this is Bhuloka, we can go Bhuvarloka. Uttanga Chati Shattastha. More, Bhuvarloka, Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, even up to Brahmaloka, but still you have to take birth. Punarupi Jananam, again birth, again die. You die, you must take birth. You become complete attachment to Krishna, they say. Sure, spiritual body, eternal body, which is Sat, which is eternal. No birth, no death. No birth. No disease, no illness, nothing. Full of knowledge and bliss. That is what he is saying here. In this way, a devotee naturally develops his dormant transcendental knowledge as he hears more about Krishna. Krishna is within the heart. Krishna is saying, Tesham Satata Yuktanam. On his 24 hours, mold his life in such a way, he always remembers Krishna. Bhajatam Pritipurvakam. Not officially, but with love and devotion. Dadami buddhi yogan. I talk to him. I give him intelligence. He's saying, Krishna is saying. Janamam upajanti. So that he can come to me. So any of us can go. Go back to where there is no lack of, there is no necessity of sunlight, no necessity of moonlight, no necessity of electricity. Natad bhasate surya. No sasanga, no pavoka, no electricity. Why? They're luminous, all these planets. We don't require that. No power failure, nothing like that. No, like that. Here we are living in a world, there's always something, one, scarcity. And there is not, there is purno, complete in itself. No one, it's nothing. One thing, maybe utopia. No, no, it is not utopia. Brahma, all big authority, they are saying this. Ramanujacharya, Jamunacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are authority. Great. Great authority in this science. It's not that I am coming from Harvard, Oxford, Cambridge, No, no, they don't give this knowledge. They don't know about anything. You ask them, you have control over your senses? No. Why shall I control senses? Then what is the difference between dog and us? Dog is running in four legs. We are running maybe in four wheels. That's all. Where is food? Where is drink? Where is sensual pleasure? What is the difference? The dog having sensual pleasure, enjoying, and we are enjoying. What is the difference? We are eating something in a maybe stone plate. Somebody eating in a gold plate, in a silver plate. The taste is food, say? This is not advancement. Real advancement means to know what I am. What is my relationship with the Supreme Controller, God, Absolute Truth, and act accordingly. This is Krishna consciousness. That is called yoga. Yoga means linking with Him. And how to link? The various processes. That is part realization of the Absolute. We do Bhakti Yoga, Krishna saying. Bhakti Yoga means develop attachment to Krishna. That is Bhakti Yoga. We are all attached in something somewhere else. Even George Harrison is singing, "Oh my sweet Lord, can I see you?" Yeah? Did he say that? Something like that. I had the opportunity to see him quite a few times. He was again singing, taking him to Mayapur. Before the long back, saw him in foreign country and came to see Prabhupada. And then again came in Mayapur. So you can see, provided you qualify. Everybody can see, but we have to qualify. We have to qualify. What is the qualification? Then we have to be a little submissive. We have to surrender to Him. We have to be meek and humble. Not with my knowledge. No endeavor I'll know. No. With our blunt senses, we cannot. One who is unlimited, with limited, imperfect senses, we cannot. But we hear about Him from the authority. Then Krishna, though He is unconquerable, He can be conquered, we'll say. Though He is Ajita, this Rukmini, when she was a princess, some sage, maybe Narad Muni, talking Krishna's name, glories of His name, fame, pastime. And she was attracted. She hasn't seen. She hasn't seen. She thought, "He is my hero. I will marry Him only and nobody else." How can without seeing? See, we can learn from this. How she developed attachment. We can also, that is why, if we simply hear from authority about Krishna, we become purified. How? He said that, "Sarvapadhi, give up this false ego. I am this, I am that." No. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching, "I am not Brahmin, I am not Sannyasi. I and mine." No, I am not all this. But I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the greatest devotee, Brajavasi. Then what I am supposed to do? What they do? The same thing. Jivado, Sevan Mukhi. If you have got a service attitude, your mood is how to please Krishna. Not that, "Oh my dear Lord, I am praying. Oh my dear Lord, give me my bread." No, this better is this, that Prabhupada said, this is like accepting God as father. No, better mood should be accepting God as my son, because father, mother, always serving his son with love and affection. That you should learn. Or a servant, he is my master, I am his son. He is great, so let him be serving. Then Krishna revealed. Though it is difficult to understand Him, to know Him, but Krishna is saying, "Yes, if you have bhakti for me, bhakta mama vijanati. When you study all Veda, Upanishad, I want to know God." You simply become puffed up. A puffed up person cannot know. But if somebody is humble, Krishna says, "Tesham eva anukampa." Oh, he is day and night hearing about me. Krishna feels compassion. If Krishna Himself tell about Him, then what is the difficulty? You can know Him. Who can know more about Krishna than Krishna Himself? There are many nice examples there. Instead of telling philosophy, once the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say about Madhavendra Puri, who was a great devotee in our Guru Parampara. So he, one was chanting, dancing, and Krishna used to worship Govardhan, as a great devotee, or also not different from Krishna, teaching us. So, if you go to India, especially Vrindavan, recently I think passed some time back, the Guru Purnima, millions of people, Sarkambule, Govardhan Hill, so King Giriraj, king among the old mountains, which is not different from Krishna. Also, another aspect is greatest devotee of Krishna. So, he was chanting in ecstasy. He has no sense whether it is day and night chanting. Forget his food, drink, sleeping. He is in such ecstasy that Krishna feels compassion for his devotee. He is not eating, he is not drinking, he is not sleeping. What is this? So when he is doing japa, suddenly found one little boy came, cowherd boy. In India, still now, sadhus are sometimes renounced, are called Baba, lovingly. Baba means father, but it is also a loving expression. Father also sends son, Baba, sometimes, out of affection. Mother. So the Brajavasis usually know the sadhus renounce their family, wife, children, property, house, everything. And day and night serving Krishna, remembering him. So they provide him the necessary, especially the food. They usually come and tell, Radhesha, go to some house. At once, somebody, either housewife or his son, somebody, member, come. And whatever they have got, maybe some roti, some buttermilk, give some maybe pickles, and just one or two house get. And he eats that and day and night. Oh, this Baba is not coming. And this is a nice one place, Krishna's pastime place, Govinda Kunda, and between Govinda Kunda and Radha and Govardhan is doing japa. He forgot, he's sleeping, eating, drinking. So, suddenly found a little boy came. Who are you? What do you want? He said, I am a from this village I am coming, I am a cowherd boy. So I brought this lota full of milk for you. Please take it. Huh? Very nice boy. Why you brought this milk? You are fasting. Who told you? Why the village ladies in our village are coming to take water from the pond, this Govinda Kundo, they are seeing this sadhu is not coming. We don't want any sadhu is starving, you know. This is not auspicious. In India it is common. And of course they are Brajavasi, they don't want. Sadhu must be fed. Yeah. So we brought for you. Okay. Very nice, sir. Okay, wait, I will give you the back lota. No, I'm coming. I will be back. Don't worry. And when he said that, and he just drinking, suddenly found boy gone. Where did he go? Never mind. He put that pot and again, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They can tell us, we are Hare Krishna, these many lives will go. Not official work, with love and affection you have to chant. So Prabhupada gave us many things. Now you are listening Hari Katha. After that, oh, time is over, Maharaj. Okay, there is another seva. What is that seva? Prasadam. What is that? Ice cream. But still, Krishna is so kind. He is so kind. Even taking prasad, you are enjoying. This also considered you are serving Krishna. So kind. Even simply, with the tongue, you can serve Krishna. Tongue function is to go to McDonald's. No McDonald's. Go. to Krishna recipient, Gopals, Govindas, even Putin, Russia, he likes Krishna Prasad. You go there in our restaurant, many places I see, they say, can you give another? What's that? A samosa. Oh, I see. And little that pickle or chutney. Very nice. $2, please. Oh, yeah. You like it. Samosa, kachori, gulab jam, we call it iskon bullet. Once take, he likes it again. More. Why take LSD? Why take? No! Take gulab jam. You like it? Police won't be chasing you. Rather, Krishna will come to you. She's so nice. But it's transcendental bullet. Once it goes, it kills your ignorance, your material consciousness. You develop Krishna consciousness. You become attached to Krishna. Simply taking prasad. Just like you go fishing. Put something very smelly and likes. And fish from long distance smell. Oh! Cut! So take prasad one day. They don't go to no McDonald's, no KFC. Only Hare Krishna. Gopals, Govindas. Got stuck. Simply doing this, he became a bhakta. What else you are doing? Oh, he's doing japa. What are you doing? You are chanting Hare Krishna. Oh, come, join us. He became a bhakta. After some time, he doesn't go back. This way, ISKCON is made. Because I'm seeing long time, maybe not, shall I say 40 years. So many things seeing happening in ISKCON. But still, people are coming. More people coming. Prabhupada told, many Indians will come in foreign countries. You are here. You see, he can see first. So when he, after drinking milk, you know, if you take hot milk, Prabhupada used to tell us, at night, read Krishna book. Whole day, work for Krishna, chant, dance, distribute book, chant in the street. Distribute book, this is Vyat Kedanga, Midanga. Then people will know. Simply reading book, simply taking prasad, simply associating with him, and we are attracted, come to Krishna consciousness. Actually, every devotee, how they become, they can tell a story, how he became a devotee. You know. So, when he was doing japa, suddenly he fell asleep. In a dream, he saw a little boy coming. Same boy. Hey, he said. What is his name? Madhavendra. Madhavendra Puri, come here. How did you know my name? Come here. I am in the bush here. Please, recover me. Excavate. Dig up. Call the people, village people, dig me up. I am waiting for you for a long time. Nobody bathed me. I want to take bath. I am feeling so warm. Well, the pujari came to know. I used to be here. Long ago, and the pujari came to know the mlecha, javana are coming. So, out of fear, the pujari left, dig up and put me there. So I am waiting when my great devotee Madhavendra Puri will come and serve me, bathe me, feed me. Long time they are not feeding me. I am Giridhari. I lifted this Govardhan. It's a telling story about him. So Madhavendra then is ecstatic. He was crying, tears rolling down his eyes. Full of joy. I couldn't recognize. Krishna as a cowherd boy came and gave me milk to drink because I had whole day chanting. I forgot, drinking, sleeping, all this. But Krishna never forgets. Prabhupada took, India government gave me 40 rupees. Prabhupada has nothing. 1 hour he could spend in transport. In New York City, at that time 65. Was in 10 years, Krishna gave in 40 crore, 100 temple, 8. And each temple smallest, maybe 25 devotee, and biggest temple maybe 250. Every day, their fooding, their clothing, their lodging cost so much. Where does all this thing come? Because he's serving the Lord, so Lakshmi automatically come. Where Krishna is served, Lakshmi automatically comes to serve. His husband is served. But do we believe? Here is an example. Now we can believe. Prabhupada is saying, teaching us. We have all have got attachment, but we are not happy with this attachment. We cannot take our body. We cannot take my wife, husband, my bank balance, my my favorite car, nothing. But if you put here in Krishna and Krishna consciousness, then you feel satisfied. You don't lose anything. Everything otherwise lose. We are all making plan. We don't know Krishna has a plan for all of us. And one day Krishna will come. I don't believe. I am Kamsa. Who is he? I am God. I will control. I will make my destiny. No, sir. Sir, suddenly Krishna will come. Without your knowledge, I will kick you. Get out. Now become this. I don't want to become a hog dog. We have to. You are attached to Krishna, back to Krishna. This is intelligence. He is intelligence, Krishna says. One who chant dance Krishna's name, chanting his name and dancing in ecstasy and remembering him. He is Sumedasa. Everything, whatever he does for the pleasure of Krishna, he has got brains of others, cow dung, dull, nut, nitwit. He doesn't know what he is doing. He is wasting most valuable human form of life, rarest of the rare, 8,400,000 species of life. You got this. Next moment, nobody can guarantee whether I will remain alive. But nobody is thinking. The why? There is a mode of ignorance and passion. But in the mode of goodness, he can understand. So better late than never. So this is the opportunity is knocking. Who will come to Krishna consciousness? So you are all fortunate here, sitting here. May Lord bless you. You are all blessed. Because salpamopyasya dharmasya, you do little bit practice Krishna consciousness, it will never be destroyed, it will remain eternal. And next life, or next time, again, you start from the next step. The others, what you are doing, you are PhD, MSc, Einstein, Hitler, Churchill, Stalin. Next, you don't know what you are. Start from the scratch. You don't know where they have gone. But if you practice Krishna, you know where you are going. You are on the path, track, free from material entanglement, going to a life full of bliss and knowledge, no tension. It is not a blind faith. Anybody practice Krishna consciousness knows. They are free from tension and anxiety. Who is free from tension and anxiety? Can you raise hand and tell, I am free from anxiety? No tension. Anybody? At least we are honest. That is good. There is hope. There is hope. There is hope. But others, hopeless. No hope, Father. Any moment they can die. And what happened, they don't know. But we know where we are going. Krishna said, Asamsamsa. There is no doubt. If you remember Krishna, Prabhupada used to tell one story. There is one professor, he is big, PhD, MSc, DL, defeats so many. After his lecture, he is going to his house by boat, crossing the river, and he is asking boatman, do you know these stars, planet, astronomy? No, sir. No, I am an illiterate person. I simply know Hare Krishna. And the boatman, and thus I maintain my family, and all of us take prasad and chant Hare Krishna. So we have to take prasad and chant Hare Krishna. Yes, we don't have to give up anything. Automatically everything will follow Krishna consciousness. So you don't know. You wasted your life, 25% is telling. Oh, really? He's rowing the boat, going, big river. Then he asks, do you know about water? Do you know about land? Do you know about geology? Geology? No, sir, I'm illiterate. Really? What are you doing, man? You're hopeless. You 50% you wasted your life. Really? The boatman suddenly saw the cloud expanding, a black cloud. Wind is becoming high, causing the boat rocking. And getting disturbed the professor. What is happening? What is happening? He said, sir, now, it may any moment, wind is becoming higher and higher. Now we are in the middle of the river. I know how to swim, so I can swim across. Do you know how to swim? No! Then you have wasted 100% of your life. You know? Now I'll jump and swim across. What do you do? What your astronomy, geology will help you. So this is over this way explained. So unless we practice Krishna consciousness, all of us are like professors. Because if you, when you are going to die, you don't know when you are going to die. You don't. Any moment you can die. But one who practices Krishna consciousness, he is practicing how to remember Krishna every moment. So Krishna helps. When he is leaving the body, he will remember Krishna because there is his attachment. If you every day take pizza, you are attached to pizza. If you every day take ice cream, then I am attached to ice cream. So every day practice Krishna consciousness. Modal life, remember Krishna, back to Krishna, go back. There is no anxiety, full of knowledge and bliss. Life is eternal. Play with Krishna, dance with Krishna, enjoy picnic with Krishna. The one who is attracted by this, he will practice Krishna consciousness. And others, life, everything is darkness. What happened? We don't know where Einstein has gone. Anybody can tell? Churchill, Stalin, Hitler, Tozo, Franco, Mussolini. We don't know. They may be heroes. Now we know they are zero. So his con devotees had an interview with some guy, world famous. You may know him. He used to say, I am the greatest. See, God is greatest. Everybody is controlled. Every moment everybody is controlled. Who can say, I am not controlled? Please raise hand. Anybody can tell? No? Yeah, every moment controlled. So, he realized that. So, devotee went there and asked, so you have become now Muhammad Ali. He has to ask Cassius Clay. Nobody can. He's unbeatable. So, he said, I am the greatest. So, when you are talking, at one point he said, concluding his interviewees, he concluded his saying that, I used to say, brag, I am the greatest. Now I have some realization. What is that? He said, I have realized I was greatest, no doubt, but I was the greatest fool. Now, see, why? You see, now, even a cup of tea I cannot take. I have got Parkinson. You know, Parkinson, the whole body paralysis. So I can take a cup of tea, I can't take. But this doesn't happen. A devotee, Krishna is so kind. Devotee doesn't say like that. Oh, devotee is very humble. He says, I am fool. But I follow Krishna. That is intelligent. The meek and humble, even the Bible say, the meek and humble can enter into the kingdom of God. So anybody practicing Krishna consciousness, we have got hope. We'll go back to Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any comment? If any question, I'll try if I know. If I don't know, I'll ask. He said, Maunam Sammatim Lakha. Everybody silent means we accept it according to scripture. Now please, then there is another seva, Krishna consciousness meal, always purpose is festival, always enjoyment. So there is prasad seva. Yes? Tulsi puja. Okay. Tulsi seva. Thank you. Hey, yeah.